Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is
God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown. I'm your host. And, of course, I've got the woman of the hour on the line, Yadasha Williams, who is running for Assembly District 29 right here in Nevada. How you doing, Yadasha?
I am well. Hi, everyone. Hope everyone's doing beautifully.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. And of course, we've got a lot of exciting interviews coming up. We've got some guests on the show. In fact, we're starting with a guest today that'll be very exciting for you guys to hear from. But before we introduce our guest, we want to ask one of the questions that was sent in, this time by an anonymous listener. And they say, please briefly describe up to three bills you would want to pass if elected.
Okay. Well, one of the first bills I aim to implement is a bill that puts a cap on rent increase. The main goal is to safeguard our tenants from unfair hikes, ensuring housing stability for everyone. So that would be one of the biggest things that I do in if elected. Well, when I'm elected, I am committed to enacting legislation that strengthens punishments for crimes for public safety. We need to hold people accountable for their actions and their behaviors. So, yeah. Being more firm with the punishments that's going on in the valley needs to be utmost important.
Yeah.
And lastly, I would say reaching into the children community. The school district isn't where everybody would like it to be. So a bill that we need to put in is how we're going to make parents accountable for their children's behavior in classes.
Wow. Well, that sounds fantastic. And I hope our listener who asked the question is happy with your answer. All right. Our next guest is Michael Boris, an America First congressional candidate. He's representing District 1 right here in Nevada. He's a 38-year resident of Nevada and an alumnus of El Dorado High School and College of Southern Nevada. But his greatest accomplishment is being a proud dad to three incredible kids. And he's here with us right now. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me today. How are you?
We are doing great. And Yadasha, why don't you take it away with some questions for Michael?
Absolutely. So I want to say first, thank you, Michael Boris, for coming on today. We really appreciate it.
Our community definitely,
Our community definitely wants to hear what the candidates think. And I have some questions for you so people could get to know who you really are and what are you going to do for us?
Sure.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All righty. So the first question would be the economy. So with the economy is the top priority for our Nevadans, what strategies do you support to promote economic growth, job creation, and support for small businesses in the state?
Well, I support 100% small business as an owner of a small business myself, and I've lived on the east side of District 1 for 40 years, and that's where, you know, my companies grew. And you'll notice now if you go around, there's nothing left. Everything's boarded and shut down. I'd like to ensure that, you know, that there are all kinds of credits and resources available for small businesses opening. I'd like education being mainstreamed about how to open a small business, maybe even implement it into the school system. There's a lot of people now that just don't, they have no idea how to do it for themselves. They're used to being, you know, a casino slave or, you know, in Las Vegas, especially where you can work, you know, on a GED and make over $100,000 a year if you know how to deal poker.
Absolutely. And that's one of my biggest key things is putting the kids first and tying into small businesses. And talking about that, I have an education question for you.
Sure.
So education policy impacts the future of all Nevada's workforce. What reforms do you propose to improve K through 12 education?
Well, I feel like we're only as strong as our weakest link. And even our strongest schools out here do not compare to some of the other states in this country. We are ranked 48th to 50th and we keep popping back and forth. with 12 billion coming in a year to Nevada itself, which I believe gets down to like 800 and something per child. And when you have a superintendent who's making over 400,000 a year for some reason, who I believe he's resigned himself recently, schools, we need to bring in paid on your accomplishments. You know, all your kids pass their tests, you're sending out an educated group, then you should receive bonuses, pay raises, and such. I believe that you should be paid based on years of experience that you've been there. I know out here in Nevada, they'll pay any teacher from, I believe, any state that they'll match that wage. So you have teachers out here that have been working 15 years that are making less than somebody who's just got their teaching degree and maybe on their sixth month.
Absolutely. I actually heard a story about that recently. Next question for you. Voter ID laws have been a big topic for debate. What is your stance on voter ID requirements, and how do you believe that would impact elections and voter integrity in Nevada?
Well, I feel now that the reason that the borders are opened up and everybody's coming through is to manipulate elections in the future. I believe that voter ID itself is super important. You can't do anything in life without an ID. You can't, you know, purchase half the stuff that a 7-Eleven sells without an ID. There's no reason you should be, you know, giving your voice, which is the one thing you have that matters to this country, any chance of mistaken identity or, you know, whoops, I accidentally voted for Biden again, you know, like that kind of stuff. It just can't happen. I believe our borders need to be regulated highly. I think seismology, topography, equipment so that you can measure what's going on under the ground as well as over it. And I think if you're here illegally, it's time to go home. And it needs to be, you know, it should take time like it used to back in the day. It would take a year. You had to pass a citizenship test. You know, you had to work if you wanted to be American. They weren't just passing you a paycheck in a hotel.
Absolutely. Yeah, voter ID is super important to me too, especially being a notary. You need an ID to get things notarized. How do you not have an ID? And making your voice heard is just as important.
Right. And it's proven manipulated, you know, year after year after year, with thousands of people who have passed away that are still voting years after they're not alive anymore. And just misappropriated votes, uncounted votes. And these are, when you're deciding for your country on a state or a federal level, very important in how your future goes. You know, one false, you know, whoopsie, and there's 4 years down the toilet.
Right. Now, speaking of immigration, with immigration reform being a continuous issue, what measures do you propose to address border security and immigration policy while upholding Nevada's values?
So I come, like, my daughter's Hispanic and my grandparents are, you know, Puerto Rican. I come from a very mixed family. And everybody out here that got out here the right way. You know, and they put all the effort and the work that they had to do in it. And a lot of my extended family has worked here years and years and years and put their work in. And even they are just continuously upset at the amount of immigrants that are pouring in over the southern and northern border. But when you have, you know, 175 Chinese soldiers creeping in, you know, with a sprinkled Palestinian every now and then, that's not normal for, you know, the Mexican border.
So I agree.
They need to slam it down fast, because what happens is that violence is destroying lives. I mean, they're spotlighting the crimes that are being committed right now, and these are savage crimes.
Absolutely. And my final question for you, Boris, what would you like to say to the community that no one else can do?
What would I like to say that nobody else could do?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I've worked for the last 20 years at helping people, you know, through everything I've done very publicly, you know, television, radio, et cetera. And I'm a private business owner, and I'm a long, long, long time, lifelong resident of Las Vegas. And I just want the chance to help people. You know, I've lived every aspect of the life you can live. I've struggled when it was struggled. I talk about inflation because I've had to choose between braces or brakes for the kids that are on my car. And I don't feel that any other candidate, you know, 99% of them don't understand that. So how can they speak for us? So I just like the chance to be that voice and get people out to vote in the primaries June 11th.
Absolutely. June 11th, right around the corner. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for your time. And
well, I just, you know, we do have one more minute, so I have to ask Michael a question that actually interests me very much as a personally as an entertainer. And I understand you have some background with stand-up comedy. What's that about?
Yeah. So I'm a 15-year stand-up comic. I host events all over the world, 6 other countries in here. Boston Freedom Rally and such.
Wow.
And I teach education. You know, I have a 15-year career in radio. I had the first cannabis education show with Dr. Wayne Kelly, syndicated on FM in 5 states.
Wow.
So I broadcast to 5.3 million people. And we use the comedy to make the education stick. So, you know, we're teaching people how to heal from PTSDs and veterans transitioning and cancer.
Wow.
And just the horrible things that can get real dark. So it helps to have a little comedy and we use that along with state work, and you know, it's all about bringing laughter to the world. You know, I want to make people smile.
Well, that's fantastic. I don't know. I heard a little rumor, and I'm glad I asked the question because, you know, all of this this makes you a better representative for Nevada. You know, you have an ability to make people laugh, but you have you definitely have the drive to get something done for our state. And I'm just grateful that you're running, and it's we're just grateful you came on as well, right, Yadasha?
I appreciate it. Yadasha's amazing.
Well, I try. I just want to get the word out and let people decide for themselves instead of looking at a poster that they see time after time on the side of the road. I want people to hear your voice and know that, hey, I want to vote for this person because we align in the same way.
And you can't miss Michael's billboards. And signs.
No, they're like giant comic books.
They are very unique. And when you see them, you'll know what we mean. They are fantastic. Oh, well, I want everyone to know that we are also going to be interviewing congressional candidate Mark Robertson on.
Super nice guy, too, Mark.
Oh, yes. And we're very excited about having him.
I felt bad that I put him as a chicken in a little hot tank. But I told him, you know, he was like, We're going to have a clean campaign. I go, yes, but just know I've already turned you into a cartoon chicken, but it was only just once.
That's great.
Good fun.
Well,
yeah, always in fun. Hopefully he doesn't offend.
Oh, no. He's got a great sense of humor, too. Maybe not as good as yours, but he'll be on the show next Monday, April 15th. And we're just grateful for everybody that's coming on, giving us their opinions and getting, you know, unique takes on all these issues. So I tell you what, Yadasha, I think we're just going to close out the show, but this is great. And we also want everyone to remember that you can send in your questions. And we have our social media accounts at Yadasha4NV. And you can see the entire schedule of all of our guests coming up. And if you have a specific question for one of our guests, please send them in. Our website is Yadasha, Yadusha, the number 4NV.com. You can send us a message through the website or social media. Hey guys, it's been a blast. And thanks a lot again, Michael Boris, for being on the show, and Yadasha for being a great interviewer. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.